the BFFM. That's frequency.
Should we break some bread? Are you interested?
Hey, you're tuned in to BFF.fm, and I'm your host, DJ Bequas, of the show Fractal Chambers. I have a really fun set for you all today, and basically just playing a whole lot of fuzz, so much fuzz, and trying to wrap that. And that first track you all heard was called Hatred in the Belly by Kapil Seshayasi. He is Punjabi and Scottish, and from Scotland. I think he's from Glasgow, actually. And he has this like badass new album that's out, and it's just really, really cool. I have a few more details about him in the show notes that you all can check out. And I just thought this would be a fun little set to do with lots of fuzz. Onto our next track, which is a local band called The Leave Me Alones, and they were recorded and produced by Jeff Saba, who's like kind of a big deal in the Bay Area and a really talented musician and producer. So thought that was really cool. And this album, or they dropped an EP like a few days ago, and I thought it was kind of cool. And so here we go.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks, DJ FogQuest. We'll take it from here, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for tuning into. Sorry, that was an old show. We're just trying to cover it up, but I can't be that coy. Yeah. Sorry. Anyways, thank you for listening to Fractal Chambers here on BFF.FM. My name is Clementine. Here with special co-host
Crunch Crunch Pear.
Crunch Crunch Pear.
Happy to be here.
Happy to have you here. The show is Fractal Chambers. It's December 22nd. Oh boy, that means the year is over. There's 31 days in December, right?
Yes.
The year is almost over. Mm-hmm. So this is, I guess, the last show of the year, and the year went by really fast for me.
Yeah, me too. Yes, also me.
Yeah, so I guess we have a little, like, best of / 2018 retrospective for you that we're excited to share.
Yes postmortem.
And we also have like a little game time talk. Yeah, down we'll smackdown.
We'll be smacking down some games later.
Yeah, we will. And we'll be talking about snacks. Is there
we'll be snacking down
snacking down smackdown snacky snap smackdown.
That's right.
All right, stay tuned. So anyways, if you're just tuning in, because we're going to play a bunch of songs of 2018 that really stood out for one reason or another.
Best of.
I feel like that's a really ambitious. Anyways, up next, you're going to hear Pristine by Snail Mail. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you. You're out cold by the bathroom door, so I throw off my jumper, jump up on the sofa. Look at me, yeah, watch me twist again, yeah. Does it remind you of last summer? And I know that it's winter, but I'll dance if I wanna. I only say what I want you to hear. I only drink your favorite beer. I'm only here 'cause I heard you were here.
Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm. Prior to the air break, we were just talking about Bubble Bobble and Bust a Move and
cute dinosaurs that they really like organized.
Are they organized? Because they have a. If they were truly organized, they would give me all the right
so
balls.
It they have so
wait first. Can you describe what Bubble Bobble is to all our listeners out there?
Yeah, definitely. I'm not sure that I understand, but I'll do my best.
Yeah.
So,
go on.
I believe Bubble Bobble is a prequel to Bust a Move, and it features all the same characters. And
how many characters are there?
So the protagonists are little dinosaurs. They're super cute. Really like short and squat creatures. And they have an ability, which is to blow a bubble. And there are all these like kind of like critters that they'll hurt you if you touch them as a little dinosaur. And so if you shoot a bubble at them, it will capture them and lift them to the top, and then you can pop their bubble and dispose of them in a safe way. So
these dinosaurs are assassins.
Yeah, well, no, in a way, yeah, I would say so. But in Bust a Move, it gives you context because you're like, oh, there are all these bubbles, and like if you look closely, there are little critters in them.
Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah, and so that's a little bit of the backstory that maybe not everybody knows about Bust a Move.
So they have a Mary Poppins bag of critters that they need to dispose of.
Yeah, I think so.
But it's so interesting because. Why is it that they only that you could only pop them if you have three or more? And why is it that?
Yeah, this is a great question.
If there are four clusters, they're not popped on their own.
Yeah, I think it needs the force of a baby dinosaur that's converted to Super Saiyan 1.
Or pre-Saiyan?
At least pre-Saiyan strength dinosaur.
You know what's great about dinosaurs, these Bubble Bobble guys, is that they still have their tails.
Yeah, so they can reach. In a full moon, they'll reach.
Wait, is super moon, like a full moon? I guess I totally forgot about that aspect.
Isn't it?
I think so. I thought it was like randomly you turn into an ape.
We'll watch a clip during the next few tracks and we'll get back to you. We're going to fact check
our
Super Saiyan.
Facts.
Are Saiyan to ape transformation facts.
Anyways, you guys, thank you for sharing that Crunch Crunch Pear. It was very, very enlightening.
No problem.
If you just tuned into the show, the theme of the show is 2018 retrospective / Bubble Bobble / Bust a Move.
Yes.
Are they interconnected? Are they like in the same universe?
Yeah.
You are. Mm-hmm. Where else? Anyways, that last track you just heard was The Spook School with I'm Gonna Dance When I Want To. That's off of the album Could It Be Different. That was released by Slumberland earlier this year. Yeah, tell me more about it.
I just love the little story in there. It's really relatable, you know? Like, I don't know, you're just sitting at home and you find out your crush is somewhere and you kind of go, maybe everyone's drinking, but you're not, everyone's dancing. And I don't know. I just like really love that like kind of like triumphant moment at the end where she's like jumping and like dancing on the sofa while everyone's passed out, kind of like taking control over the situation.
Yeah. That's a good note to like end 2018 or start 2019 on, right?
That's me in 2018.
2019 like midnight. Yeah.
Just stuck between two people on the sofa and then
jumping up and dancing.
Yeah, then by the end, I'll be the only one dancing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Prior to that, you heard Frankie Cosmos with Cafeteria. That's off of her new album, Vessel, that was released earlier this year. And I think that was probably one of my most listened to album. One of them.
We'll get back to you. We'll fact check that.
Because it must be my most listened to the 2018 album. I listened to a lot of Carly Rae Jepsen Emotion when I was... But that's not a 2018 album.
I feel like that was a bit ago, yeah.
That was a while ago, yeah. Prior to that, you heard Yumi Zuma with Looking Over Shoulders. That was off of their EP3 that was released like a couple months ago, too.
Mm-hmm.
2-3 months ago. Yeah, we saw a show there at Swedish American Hall, and they were really, really, really good.
Yeah.
So much funk, so much dance.
A lot of dance.
They only dance when they want to, which...
is all the time for them.
They do what they want. That's awesome, I think. Prior to Yumi Zuma, you heard Snail Mail with Pristine. That's off of their album Lush that was released on Matador Records. And like, I remember seeing them open for Girlpool.
I was there too, but we didn't know each other
yet.
Yeah.
But it was so good. Like, I remember like showing up a bit late and only catching like the last song of their set and just being like, I guess usually when I go into a show, I'm pretty skeptical. Like, oh man, I don't want to listen to the opener. Like, ugh, what is this? But I was super duper impressed. I kind of wish I showed up earlier and I really regretted it, but it was so good.
You heard that song?
Yeah, I heard that song.
Well, not that song.
One Off Habit.
We'll get back to you on that.
We'll fact check that. Yeah. We have like a bunch of things to fact check. Yeah. We have to fact check Bubble Bobble Universe. We have to fact check Drag Saiyans.
Yeah.
Whether they evolve on a full... Evolve? Warp.
Transform. At the very least. We'll also fact check.
What happens if there's multiple... What if they're on like planet Namek and there's multiple moons and it's like never nighttime in Namek, right?
Oh, that's insane. Yeah. Well,
We'll definitely fact check that.
Yeah.
We need to. But before we fact check anything, we have a quick...
special announcement.
We have a special announcement. We're building something truly special. A community radio station that brings diverse, authentic voices and sounds to the web waves, creates a more engaged San Francisco, and unites local and underground artists with music lovers in the magical way only radio can. You can join us by becoming a bestie or by making a one-time donation before December 31st. Donate now at bff.fm/donate. Yeah, so your contributions to the station will help
Keep the bubble bobble machines running.
Yeah, no, for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's actually really important.
Yeah, it's a cause worth fighting for. But again, with your support in BFF.fm, you'll be keeping the bubble bobble bust-a-move machines running. You'll be supporting your local radio stations. You'll be supporting local artists. I also think you're gonna get some like perks as well. I think like if you are BFF.fm bestie, you get access to like shows in super exclusive areas of San Francisco, and it's pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely an awesome thing to help out with if you can.
Yeah, and you get to support all this Saiyan facts. You know, just.
There's no one else on the radio.
Just saying.
Ah.
Anyways, let's keep the music going. Up next, we're going to hear a song by Kiwi-based The Beths with Feature Me Hates Me. That's a title track off of the album of the same name. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we hope you enjoy. Ciao!
I
Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to the final moments of Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm, broadcasting live in the Mission District in beautiful San Francisco. Beautiful, kind of quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty quiet today. To be fair, we're only outside for the 5 minutes it takes to run here.
We ran very slow.
Yeah.
Almost like a walking speed.
Oh, yeah. We only ran once we got in the building.
This is true. This is very true. Anyways, gonna tell you what you just heard. That was Young Scum with the track Hard off of the album of the band name. I think it's their first release or first full length. That was released by Zona Records. Part of that, you heard Souvenir, that features Julian Baker and Phoebe Bridgers, and another one I totally forgot, but it's a super fantastic super group. That was Boy Genius with Souvenir off of the album of the same name released by Matador Records this year. And prior to that, you heard Porches with Leave the House off of their album The House, put out by Domino Records. Did you see them live this year?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it was a good show. Yes.
Yes.
And what else? Prior to that, you heard Sea Pinks with Watermelon Sugar Alcohol. That's off of their album Rockpool Blue. That was released in September by CF. And kicking off that set, you heard The Best with Future Me Hates Me, off of the album of the same name released by Car Park Records. And I guess this is the time we get back to you about all the fact-checking that we needed to do.
Mm-hmm. Some of these facts were difficult, very difficult, but we have some facts for you.
Do you remember what they were?
I think we only looked up one, right? Like, just the Super Saiyan.
There were so many facts we needed to check.
Yeah, I think we got distracted by learning new facts, so... But the first thing we investigated was the conditions necessary to transform into an ape if you're a Saiyan baby.
Saiyan baby?
I guess you don't have to be a baby.
I guess one of the things... So, to summarize, it's not even the necessity of a full moon. You just, like, absorb sun power.
Yeah, but there are certain conditions that need to be met. For instance...
How much
you need the glands that exist in your Saiyan tail.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, you need Blutz waves, and you need 17,000 of them to enter your eyes.
Wait, I thought it was like... Oh.
Yes.
17 million.
Sorry, I was off units. Xeno units of Blutz waves.
So you're off by magnitudes of...
I remember the 17 part, and then 1,000's pretty big. I'm like, probably no more than 1,000.
I don't know. I feel like the number just keeps getting bigger and bigger in Dragon Ball. Remember when, like, 9,000 was, like, massive?
Yeah. His power level is over 9,000.
It is.
And it made his little sensor blow up.
And can you imagine, like, 17 million is probably nothing. Can you imagine what the power level is for a Super Saiyan God?
Snap. I bet there's some crazy planet out there in the universe that produces billions of Blutz waves.
Yeah. Yeah, and you could only have like 100 Saiyans turn ape.
The interesting thing, though, is that the Blutz waves are always in the sun, but it has to be reflected off of a moon in order to transform you into an ape.
Yeah, that's super interesting. Also, like, do you automatically transform when you hit that amount of Blutz waves, or do you... like choose to transform?
Well, they need to go into your eyeballs. Like, you can't just get... it's not like it hits your skin, you know, so you have to be looking at it.
That makes sense, because you wouldn't want to look directly at the sun. That would be setting a bad example.
Yeah,
for future generations.
That's true.
So you look at a reflection of the sun, and then you...
but it doesn't have to be, because as you'll recall, Vegeta created a power ball.
Power Boru.
Yeah, if you have one of those, that can also transform you, because it's a reflective surface. It's an imitation moon.
But
be considered romantic, to just be like, oh, there's no moon, I'll create a moon for you.
Do you think that's how they got together?
Yeah, Bulma. I'm pretty sure, because he's like a jerk, and he probably did it to like transform into an ape.
How old is Bulma?
She's
older than Goku.
Oh yeah, you're right. So either Vegeta's also older.
But to be fair, Goku is like 700 years old.
Yeah, isn't he? I don't know. But
Vegeta is...
How old is he?
How old is Vegeta? Vegeta is 732. No, that's his birth date.
Oh, that's confusing.
He has multiple death dates.
Cool. Wikipedia for Saiyans is really cool, because when you're looking at their death dates, it's like dead from this date to this date.
Wait, I'm so confused. So his birth date is age 732, but his death date, his first death date, is December 24th, age 762. Does that mean he's 30 years old? Does that mean he's 732 years old?
He's 30 years old.
But then there's these ages of 889.
Wait. I think that's a year. I think that's like what year it is.
Would you consider all Saiyans to be astronauts?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. We have about 4 minutes left.
We have one final song.
We have one final song for you guys. I guess with this track, it was probably one of the things I was most excited about this year. Slumberland Records, which is one of my... Oh, shit. Well, I guess we're talking over shopping now, but... Yeah. It's also a really good song.
We'll just talk over it.
One of my favorite songs, or one of my favorite things about this year, was Slumberland decided to, just in preparation to celebrate the 30th birthday, which is happening next year, they're releasing a single series, 13 7 inches or something like that.
Mm-hmm. We're both subscribed.
We both got really cool exclusive baseball collectors cards.
Like trading cards. Yeah. We thought we might get different ones we could trade, but we got the same ones. So.
If you subscribe, you might get different ones.
Yeah, let us know. We'll tell you what ours are.
We'll tell you what ours are, and we'll maybe trade. We could organize.
Yeah, I'd be happy to trade.
Yeah, sounds good. All right. All right. So up next, you're gonna hear The Sun Charms is one of the 7 inches in this subscription series. So this you're gonna hear Red Dust by Sun Charms off of but I think it's an A side off of their release. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys have a lovely new year.
Happy New Year.
Vegeta dies in 2 days in one of the series.
Oh, we'll pour one out for Vegeta.
Let's do it.
Yeah. You should too.
All right. Bye, guys.